Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode 32, live from Tech Field Day. Tonight, my guest is Scott Lowe. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great, Rick. Thanks.
Hey, we're in Austin, Texas, and we just got back from the highball. I'll be honest with you, Scott, I'm not as good of a bowler as I thought I was.
I would have to second that opinion about myself. I didn't do so well.
Well, I got to give props to my one of my coworkers here on the Veeam team. Well, first of all, both Doug Hazelman and A.D. Makinich walked away with a Big Lebowski DVD. Apparently, the high scores won a Big Lebowski DVD.
They were the big winners of the night.
Yeah, and A.D. is a former college softball player, and she was a pitcher at that. So she's got that projectile ball motion pretty well in hand.
So in other words, Veeam brought a ringer.
The Veeam team brought ringers. I'll take it. So, Scott, is this your first, second, third Tech Field Day? What is it now?
This is my second Tech Field Day.
Okay.
And I went to a Tech Field Day in Boston last year and was invited to one earlier this year but couldn't go.
Uh-huh.
And as a result, was invited to this one instead.
Cool. And I attended the very first Tech Field Day in San Jose in November, or maybe it was October of 2009. And, you know, since then, we have seen a lot of these type of events pop up. So the Gestalt IT Tech Field Day series, and we've seen it break out into virtualization specific, security, network, you know, all those other different kind of, technologies that make sense to line up some events. But let's take a moment and explain what these are, first of all. So Tech Field Day is a blogger event. Are there 12? 12
there are 12 delegates.
12 delegates that are, you know, social media personalities, really, okay? They could be bloggers. Semi-analyst, you know, whatever type of bucket we want to put the delegates in, and they see presentations by companies, and Veeam's a sponsor of this one, so presentations by companies or their products, services, or whatever, and we use the social media platforms to talk about it. So today is Thursday, and we started with
SolarWinds this morning.
SolarWinds was first, then Symantec and Dell. So Scott, give me just kind of a roundup of the day, the first day, and what you think, and then we'll talk about the second day here in a second.
We started pretty early this morning, and we started at SolarWinds here in Austin, and they demonstrated some of their new products that are a result of a couple of acquisitions they've made of both TechTools and Hyper9, which is expanding their monitoring portfolio. They're showing some pretty impressive stuff, and they did a really good job presenting, to be perfectly honest.
Cool.
They presented before, this time and they've done a good job before, but they really nailed it. They understood the crew, they understood the delegate, what we're looking for, and really focused on the right kind of content. From there we moved on to Symantec, where they showed us their new backup appliance that they're working on. And once we were through at Symantec, we moved on to Dell, where we spent really the most of the afternoon. We had lunch at Dell. They took us down to one of their labs, which puts most data centers to shame.
Get out.
It was actually pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we're supposed to be seeing their social media command center, which I'm really looking forward to. But at Dell, we got to take a look at some things that are coming down the pike that we're not going to be talking about yet.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool stuff. And they really focused on how they're trying to bring together their Compellent and Equalogic acquisitions and bring, as well as their own PowerVault line of equipment, and provide some sort of unity and commonality to the customer.
Oh yeah, we definitely see that with a lot of the storage products that these companies have expanded their portfolio, and then, you know, how do you kind of make them all fit without being separate brands? Cool. Was it only storage at Dell then?
Today was just focused on storage
the
at
afternoon.
Dell.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I would like to see that kick posterior data center. That would be awesome.
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I've seen a few at other blogger days. I attended the first Tech Field Day, but then I've also attended two vendor-only blogger days back before I worked with Veeam. And yeah, one was with HP, one was with Hitachi, or a couple were with Hitachi. So, you know, you get to see extreme collections of gear, and it's really cool. Yeah, it's a kid in a candy store for us tech type, for sure. You know, and that brings up a good point. I guess, you know, the jury is out as to which format someone likes. You know, do you like the, you know, Tech Field Day format of a lot of different presenters, or is the single vendor, you know, a company that's capable of delivering a full line of blogger day content, if you will? Which one do you like better? I personally like them both. I guess I have a nudge towards the single vendor one, just because you get a little bit of a more focused approach, right? Because it's kind of a frequently changing theme, right? You go from you know, a data protection solution to hardware, you know, or something even more dynamic than that. So it might be kind of a difficult transition, you know, but they both are good. I like them both. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, this particular event is very Dell focused. We spent half the day today at Dell, and we'll be spending most of the day tomorrow at Dell, but we're ending the day with a presentation by an absolutely fantastic vendor.
Oh, you're too kind.
I believe it's Veeam. Which I'm very much looking forward to. I'm a big fan of Veeam. We're kind of getting the best of both worlds with this Tech Field Day. We're getting some presentations by different vendors with a very heavy focus from Dell on this one. I kind of like the idea of breaking it up a little bit, kind of mm-hmm. being able to get some looks at different kinds of of products and opportunities that are out there. But at the same time, a deep dive into one vendor, I have not had the opportunity to do that yet.
Well, cool.
So
cool.
It's something I look forward to doing at some point.
Well, you know, it is tough because, you know, I've helped the rest of the Veeam team, you know, plan out the content for what we're going to be presenting tomorrow. And we can't necessarily assume that everybody is familiar with Veeam, okay? So we have to take the approach that maybe they are, maybe they're not. And it's not, you know, take your normal product presentation and talk about it at Tech Field Day. You have to really deliver something punchy and not so much punchy, but you know, interest gaining material that would, you know, pick the interest of the delegates here and you know, see the reaction on the social media platforms.
And this is certainly not a pure marketing effort by these companies. I mean, there's obviously a huge marketing component, but I think that's probably the challenge for some of these companies is their traditional marketing efforts aren't going to work on the delegates, because
sure.
the delegates are going to see past that. They're going to want to get a little bit deeper. So the companies have to focus a little bit more on the interests of the group.
And that's really where the side conversations take off. You know, you get someone, one of the delegates that's interested in these technologies, understands them, has worked with them, maybe even doesn't like them, believe it or not, if they're informed enough not to like them. The conversations that can result, they can be really good. And I'm hoping we do fine tomorrow. We have some good stuff we're going to talk about, and it's related to Hyper-V. Veeam Backup and Replication version 6, as we have announced, will feature Hyper-V support, and we're going to show that to the delegates tomorrow and talk about some other stuff. The podcast isn't entirely self-promotional, but I do want to just drop a few points about Veeam Backup and Replication V6's Hyper-V support, and that really revolves around three features that we're going to be bringing in: compression and deduplication for the backups, host-based replication for Hyper-V VMs, and a change block tracking implementation for Hyper-V VMs, which is similar to that of VMware platforms. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow and showing that as well, showing parts of that tomorrow. And Doug has some other tricks up his sleeve that we're going to talk about as well. But, you know, for me, I'm helping, you know, create this material. This is my first time on the other side of a blogger event like this. It's a little bit different, a little bit tough. You know, you have to kind of, like I said, like you were saying, throw your marketing, put your marketing stuff aside and, you know, create something that's compelling for the delegates, yet in line with what we're trying to say with the product. So, yeah, it should be pretty good, and the conversations are the best part. You know, the whiteboards, the sidebars, and I'm hoping for some good stuff tomorrow. So let's change gears a little bit What do you think about, you know, these types of events? Are they too long, too short? Are individual segments too long, too short? Or is the 2 days too long, too short? It's just kind of logistically. What are your thoughts on this now that this is your second event, Scott?
I like the format. I think the two-day format works because too much longer than that and people aren't going to be able to come because they have other commitments. Too shorter than that and it's gonna, you're going to lose the value of the events. The individual portions of the event, I think that there's times that where we have to sort of pay short shrift to some of the vendors just because of the two-hour time slot they get at the Tech Field Day type format. Now, it's all well understood going in. Everybody knows it's going to be 2 hours, but it doesn't leave a lot of time for sometimes with the vendor being able to do that really deep dive stuff. Although the delegates among themselves end up doing that on off hours as we're en route between locations or destinations.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of time that we spend really sort of analyzing and regurgitating what we just got to see.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can get a little bit deeper into the product. And that's also where we sort of say, how'd the vendor do? Did they blow it? Did they get it right?
Mm-hmm.
And we go from there. So I think that it works. And again, this one is a little bit different because it's so Dell focused.
Sure.
Normally there's a lot of different vendors. This time Dell has a big chunk of the schedule, which is good
because
mm-hmm. It mixes it up a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that will help kind of contain the varietal gap, if you will, of content for this type of event. And I kind of agree with you that the format's right, 2 full days, and you know, as a delegate, you know, you might be going home Saturday or coming in on Wednesday, you know, so it affects 4 days, but you're right, any longer and it would just be too hard to get everybody in one place. And just, you know, being straight up honest with you, these are long days.
They're very long days. We started this morning at 7 a.m. and it is currently 11:25 p.m.
Yes.
And we just got back in.
Yep. Well, we did sit there and chew the chicken for a while.
That's true. That's true.
Literally. So.
Literally. Popeyes is a great place.
Awesome. So, you know, it's a great format. So, you know, for everyone listening out there, you know, follow the social media streams of these events. You know, interact and ask questions. This isn't just a one-way traffic show, right? So, you know, Twitter, for example, you can use the hashtag. You can interact with the delegates, ask a question. You know, if you're watching a video and you see that something is missed, reply. Somebody's going to ask it for you. So I think it's a great avenue to interact and, you know, engage the community through the delegates and through the people watching online, following the Twitter streams and all that good stuff.
And you know, the people online, we had a few hundred people online today.
Sweet.
Watching the stream, and they bring a lot of value to the event. They ask questions over Twitter that one of the delegates will then ask if it's a reasonable question of the company.
So it really, reasonable question.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it really extends the reach of the event to a lot more people than just the 12 lucky souls that were invited to be here in person.
Yep. Yep. And you know, it is a long event. We are, like you said, going late. We've got another stack day tomorrow. I believe we are single destination tomorrow. We're only at Dell.
That is correct.
So that's really one thing that can simplify it, because when you have to go from place to place, you run the risk of running late. And I think we were running late today, right?
That happened today. We actually ran late. We had a network issue at Symantec that made us run a half an hour late. So we ended up a half an hour late at Dell, and it just sort of pushed the whole schedule.
I won't drop in any jokes, but okay, you said it. But and you know, it's tough when you have to go somewhere, moving a bunch of people, it isn't necessarily easy, and you know, the schedule's packed, and you know, there's only a half hour between the sessions, and that's what they had allocated for transport time. And you know, lunch is it, and everybody's talking during lunch, so
yes,
so that's it's a constantly engaging session. So yeah, it's definitely a long day, a lot of content, but I think that the tomorrow will be a little bit better, that we're going to be single location, so there won't be... Now, there was actually two or three destinations today, was it?
Yeah, we had the SolarWinds, Symantec, and then Dell.
Okay, so you had three destinations for each presenter. Okay, so tomorrow will be definitely more logistical, you know, logistically optimized. What did you think of that vehicle?
You know, it looks awesome, but it's cramped. It is getting 12... not so small people
yeah.
in that vehicle was they basically rented us a stretch Hummer, and it's a sweet looking vehicle, but from a practicality standpoint, probably a bus might be better.
Yeah, and you know, I saw the picture and I'm like, get out, and I'm like, whoa. I mean, it's one thing if you had one or two people, but you know,
pretty cool looking.
It's cool looking, but. Did I see right that the ceiling was kind of mirrored?
Yeah.
Reflective?
I'm going to keep it clean. yes, the ceiling was reflective and had different colored lights going.
Nice.
So there was, you know, beverages.
Oh, okay. Well, that's full service. I like it. Awesome.
I think it was just water, but it was still a beverage.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's hot here in Texas. Man, is it hot.
It is very hot.
So... Well, that's cool. So, yeah, I mean, tomorrow will be hopefully a little bit more logistically optimized. Single destination, two presenters. Dell has the morning session, and then Veeam starts at 1:30. And by the time this podcast goes live, we will have already gone through our material. And hopefully, you know, you said you were looking forward to it. I appreciate that.
Well, I predict that Veeam will knock it out of the ballpark.
Oh, man, you're putting the pressure on.
Hey, somebody's got to do it. You got to aim high.
Okay, well... We're going to try. We've got, like I said, some Hyper-V stuff we're going to talk about. You know, the embracing the broader virtualization community with, you know, some Hyper-V type stuff.
By the way, I'm really happy to see that happening. I'm very happy. I know that it's, you know, people are going to have to at some point, but sure. I'm thrilled that Veeam is embracing the broader community. It's really taking a leadership role in doing that.
Well,
because I believe that that's going to be a much more viable option in the future. And it's going to be great to see some of the supporting software out there that's ready to go.
Yeah, we like you know, we've announced that the Hyper-V backup support will be available in Q4 of this year. I don't have a specific date. You know, the closer we get to Q4, the better chances are we'll have a date. But I don't have a date right now that I can share. But yeah, a lot of people are looking forward to that. And hopefully we can see some more advancements in that area. And you're right, you know, we see that Hyper-V is becoming a platform in use for virtualization. You know, last time we talked about the vIndex, it wasn't, of course, the majority of, you know, VMware's the lion's share of virtualization, but, you know, Hyper-V is out there also. So
absolutely.
When you have to pick another platform, that's the one we're going to pick next. So. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, we're going to see a lot of Hyper-V stuff. I know I'm working with it in the lab, and honestly, it's pretty intuitive, straightforward to use. So far, so good. And you were talking about the home lab, and that's let's transition to that a little bit. You said you use Hyper-V in your home lab.
I do. I've been using it for quite some time in my home lab. The work I do with TrainSignal, I need a robust lab, and Hyper-V's been great.
Cool. I have, in terms of physical servers, I have one ESXi server, but I am adding two servers here soon, and I am pretty sure I'm going to make them Hyper-V. And I'm going to be adding some storage targets, and or primary storage resources, I should say, in the home lab. So, yep, Hyper-V is coming in the Rickatron home lab. So, hey, Scott, I hope you enjoy the rest of Tech Field Day. I really appreciate you taking the time here. 11:32 is what the big clock says, and I hope you enjoy tomorrow's content. And if you could take a minute and just tell everybody where you blog and how to follow you on Twitter.
Sure. First of all, thank you for inviting me to do this podcast tonight. It's always great to see you in person.
Yep.
I write for Tech Republic. I write for their IT leadership, the Enterprise Cloud,
used
to be called Servers and Storage.
Yes.
And the Smartphones blog, which I wish they would expand into a more of a mobility focus. I got to say that because I've begged them to do so. I also write for TechGenix for their virtualizationadmin.com site, where I'm the lead author. And I write for Search CIO Mid-Market for, I provide them with IT leadership content on a monthly basis. And I also do video training courses for TrainSignal. And I just finished up a course this week. And when I'm not doing all that, I'm the Chief Information Officer at Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri. So I keep busy. But if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, I'm Other Scott Lowe on Twitter.
Yeah, that's right. Other Scott Lowe, not to be confused with Scott_Lowe, aka EMC Scott Lowe. They're both great, both bang up guys. And if anyone has any comments on the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@veeam.com. My name's Rick Vanover. You can follow me on Twitter @RickVanover, or throw us something out to Veeam on Twitter @Veeam. Scott, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Rick. Been a pleasure.